This calvary from the second half of the 16th century is a work by Pere Gascoigne. It crowned a now missing altarpiece. In it, you will see Jesus crucified between the two thieves, as well as the three Marys and John the Apostle on the left with his head uncovered. John the Apostle and the author of the Gospel according to John are considered one and the same person. This is why he is the preferred source for the episodes of the Passion of Jesus. Listen to what John said about the women present in this scene.
Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Clopas and Mary Magdalene.
Stood, but nothing else. In the 13th century, that stood became part of the title of a poem that subsequently made a place for itself in the history of music, Stabat Mater. In its English translation, the poem begins thus.
At the cross, her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping.
It is but one example of how the austere evangelical description became increasingly touching over time. Until, that is, we reach the mid-16th century and find that many theologians became critical of the fact that Mary, Mother of God, was depicted as being physically affected by pain. A pain so great it causes her to faint, as is the case in this panel. However, this new attempt at censorship was only relatively successful, as proven by the great profusion of weeping images of Our Lady of Sorrows.